Nehru, India's Prime Minister. Jawaharlal Nehru was the first Prime Minister of India, as well as the father of the most famous Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi. He was a patriot, a freedom fighter, as well as a highly regarded statesman. Jawaharlal Nehru was born on November 14, 1889, in Allahabad, central India. His father was a prominent advocate and early leader of the Indian independence movement. The younger Nehru graduated from Cambridge University and returned to India in 1912. Even though he had a brilliant academic record, the legal profession did not attract him. Instead, he wanted to join the freedom struggle under the influence of Gandhiji. For a while, he was the chairman of the Allahabad Municipal Committee, as a member of the Congress, and then he joined the Home Rule League established by Bal Gangadhar Tilak and Annie Besant. During the freedom struggle, he courted arrest many a time and had been jailed 14 years in all. He was elected Congress president 5 times, and it was under his influence that the Congress adopted complete freedom as its goal. In 1947, after India gained its independence, he was automatically elected the first Prime Minister. Nehru headed the Indian government for 17 long and brilliant years. He wanted India to develop into a world-recognized nation. He supported technological and scientific progress, encouraged art and literature, wanted to eliminate discrimination from the face of the world, and encouraged peaceful coexistence. Nehru did not believe in aligning himself with the military political blocs and wanted to end the Cold War. He was awarded the Bharat Ratna in 1955. Nehru was a renowned orator. He could give many extemporaneous speeches in a single day. His most famous speech is the Tryst with Destiny, addressing to the Constituent Assembly of India in New Delhi on the night of August 14, 1947. Not only was he a brilliant orator, a charming, warm, and noble thinker and philosopher, but also a fantasy writer. He has written a few wonderful books, Discovery of India, Glimpses of World History, and Letters from a Father to a Daughter. His autobiography, Towards Freedom, 1936, ran 9 editions in the first year alone.